Welcome to Tech Mobility Topics.
I'm Ken Chester, and together we have plenty to cover. So let's get started. To join the conversation, be it to share an opinion, ask a question, or even suggest an idea for a future topic of discussion, you can call or text the Tech Mobility Hotline. That number, 872-222-9793. Or as always, you can email me directly, talk@techmobility.show. And that's talk@techmobility.show. From the Tech Mobility News Desk, Kia. Recent piece in automotive news. Here's the headline. Kia poised to pull ahead in race to expensive EVs, exec says. So what's going on? Regular listeners to this program know that I have been talking at length for years about the money that automakers have committed to developing EVs. This is extremely different from the way they've been building cars for over 100 years. They can't bring hardly anything in their supply chain forward from internal combustion engines to EVs. You don't need transmission plants. You don't need engine plants. How the vehicle is created is different. You need to build battery pack plants. You need to review how your suspension is going to work, and all your systems will be different. And that means a clean sheet of paper and very often different suppliers. Or if you're using some of the same suppliers, they've got to relearn and rediscover the way that you're going to build things now, which means they have to change. It is hundreds of billions of dollars. And since around 2017, 2018, almost every major automaker not only made a commitment in the many billions of dollars, but most of them have upped their commitment since then. In the case of Hyundai Group, which owns Hyundai, Kia, and Genesis brands, they committed to develop EVs between now and the end of the decade, $87 billion, which, by the way, is pretty much more than any other automaker. They spent the money. They've gotten to market. Interestingly enough, most of what they are building are not pickup trucks. I want that to sink in. I just read a piece somewhere where the Hyundai Ioniq 6 is regarded as the best EV sedan. I drove it. I loved it. And all of these are based on one chassis, which is Hyundai Group's EGMP EV chassis. And that's the same thing for the Kia EV6 and other vehicles that they're going to be bringing to market. Here's their point. Kia said their early-to-market approach to electric vehicle development will help it bring inexpensive models to the U.S. mass market faster than any other automaker. According to their COO, he said, "We're ahead of most and we're trying to rush out ahead because our technology will be more involved." They're in second and third generation for battery technology, things like that. They're not just trying to get there. They're there and trying to get better. If you've been following this program for a length of time, we've talked about the number of battery plants all the automakers are building. Consider a battery plant interchangeable with what we used to call engine plants on internal combustion engines. It used to run on gasoline. You can't convert one to the other. These are brand new buildings with a clean sheet of paper so they can reimagine everything. And because there are fewer parts, because there are no fluids, because of the ease of manufacturing, they can highly automate, which means they can get to scale faster, get cost per unit down, and have higher quality with each and every unit off the line. This is where Kia is going. As they said, you can't just jump in and catch up. You have to have your own R&D, your own secret sauce, they said. Kia has already introduced 3 EVs in its portfolio, and they expect to have 8 in about 5 years, which is lightning fast for an automaker. They expect globally that EVs will account for more than half of everything they sell around the world by the end of this decade. 6 years. The planned EVs include a pair of smaller offerings, the EV3 subcompact crossover and the EV4 subcompact sedan. And they expect that these two will lead to mass adoption. And I need to stop here. What I am seeing in the industry right now, as automakers look to eliminate cost, get commonality in order to ramp up to build these, remember I told you that when traditional automakers came to the EV market and got serious, they would scale up, costs would come down, and they would look at using more dependable materials, a more stable supply chain, and more automation. All those things would come together to drive the cost of EVs down. And that is what's happening in real time right now. The other thing that I'm seeing, at least with the foreign automakers, they are casting, they're betting that sedans would come back to life as an EV and that the advantages of owning an electrically powered sedan would offset the desire to own a gas-guzzling SUV. And as a result, you're seeing more and more of these vehicles come to market. Because the second vehicle that Kia is bringing to market after the EV3 is that subcompact EV4. They expect to have the EV3 in the marketplace by the end of this calendar year. And that within 2 years after that, they'll have the EV4. The way that automakers make money is they develop what is called a platform or a chassis. From that chassis, depending on how it's designed, they can make a lot of different products. Because in the end, most of the money they spend is how the platform of that vehicle, because it controls everything else. It controls what size engine they can use, how big it can be, how many different configurations they can get from it, what the suspension will look like, what the fuel economy will be. Many different things go into that platform. And as a result, it is the most expensive part of their development. Aside from powertrains, aside from sheet metal, aside from everything, it is easy for them to spend billions of dollars on this very thing that you don't see, but yet dictates the vehicle that rides on it. Hyundai Group's chassis that they've developed for this, modular and flexible, and that's the whole thing. Also designed to be heavily automated. That's called lower cost, higher quality. And with the move towards different battery chemistries, which we continue to report on in depth here on this program, you will see that as they continue to ramp up, they will find ways to use other materials that cost less and will either give them the same or more density, longer range, and lower cost. That has been the auto industry for its 120-year life. They are always looking to squeeze cost out of production. EVs are no different. This is the thing that's happening. Their new plant that Hyundai is building outside Savannah, Georgia, will build 6 models for Kia, Hyundai, and Genesis. Kia's plant in West Point, Georgia, is being modified to build their new 3-row EV9, which is an EV and the largest thing they make. And they expect it to move into that plant this summer in another couple of months. The battery pack is the main cost for the EV. That is the platform it rides on. Lighter, higher energy batteries can and will be developed. We talked about Toyota's progress here. So it's coming, folks. Kia's going to get there. The question is, what will this look like as EVs become more and more affordable? Ford said they'd build one that was competitive. Tesla bowed out. We will see. It's only a matter of time. You are listening to the Tech Mobility Show.
Are you tired of juggling multiple apps and platforms for meetings, webinars, and staying connected? Look no further than AONMeetings.com, the all-in-one browser-based platform that does it all. With AON Meetings, you can effortlessly communicate with clients, host virtual meetings and webinars, and stay in touch with family and friends, all in one place and for one price. Here's the best part. You can enjoy a 30-day free trial. It's time to simplify your life and boost your productivity. AONMeetings.com, where innovation meets connection. Get started today and revolutionize the way you communicate.
Social media is the main place to be these days, and we are no exception. I'm Ken Chester, the Tech Mobility Show. If you enjoy my program, then you will also enjoy my weekly Facebook videos. From my latest vehicle reviews to timely commentary of a variety of mobility and technology-related topics, these short features are designed to inform and delight you. Be sure to watch, like, and follow us on Facebook. You can find us by typing the Tech Mobility Show in the search bar. Be sure to subscribe to our Facebook page. Social media is the place to be these days, and we're no exception. I'm Ken Chester of the Tech Mobility Show. If you enjoy my program, then you will also enjoy my weekly Instagram videos. From the latest vehicle reviews to timely commentary on a variety of mobility and technology-related topics, these short features are designed to inform and delight you. Be sure to watch, like, and follow us on Instagram. You can find us by typing the Tech Mobility Show in the search bar. For those of you that listen to podcasts, we have just the one for you. Hi, I'm Ken Chester. Tech Mobility Topics is a podcast where I upload topic-specific videos each week. Shorter than the full show, these bite-sized programs are just the thing, particularly if you're interested in a particular topic covered on the weekly radio show. From Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many podcast platforms in between, we got you covered. Just enter Tech Mobility Topics in the search bar wherever you listen to podcasts.